You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
S to the A to the L to the Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, YNLL, I bet you all thought that Salisha couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salisha Show. Hello, and welcome back to the Salisha Show. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas, and you guys, this is my first in-person interview with two guests at one time. Like, this life is getting crazy. My two guests today, their hearts are... Gosh, you guys, their hearts are so big. And sometimes people think, like, the higher up you go, like in a career field, the scarier people are. Or these two people that I have on today are very good at what they do. They are some of the best in the world. They're definitely the best that I've ever gotten to work with. And to be with somebody who is so good at what they do and to have such huge hearts and to be so kind is a big blessing. Getting to things that they've done, let's see here, they're dancers, directors, and actors. Okay. And that's, like, they're dancers, you guys, but they're also actors. That's so great to me. Individually and together, they've traveled all over the world to dance, to teach dance, to soak in dance. I'm not saying their names yet. The guy in our duo today, he's the associate choreographer at Once Upon a One More Time. And she is in the show playing Gretel and serving as our dance captain. He's choreographed for BTS and other K-pop artists. And she's worked with Cirque du Soleil, Paula Abdul, Billie Eilish, just to name a few. They're both the co-founders of Ethos and Meraki, which we're going to ask about that. And they're both in Keone and Mari Madrid's off-Broadway production of Beyond Fable, which I saw. It's freaking amazing. You guys, please help me welcome Isidra Raphael and Celine Hara. Wow. Thanks, Alicia. Guys, thank you so much for coming here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. We're so happy to be here and with your energy, and you've always been such a light to us.
Oh, thank you. I love you both so much, and
my cheeks are hurting. Smiling too much.
Oh my gosh, like, we are in the middle of an all encompassing, how would you call it? Like, this process, all consuming. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not just doing a show, we're mounting a new show, we're in rehearsals in the day, we're doing shows at night. How are you guys?
Good. I mean, it's so funny because I think, I don't know, there's something so special about bringing a show on its legs and being a part of all the love that comes with it, along with all the frustration that may come with it. Because I feel like it creates such a special bond amongst this group.
Yeah.
And just creating all perspectives all around. And I don't know. I really enjoy it. I really, really enjoy this process.
I love that. Yeah. How about for you, Isidra?
It's been a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. I feel like Celine's talking about, like, all different emotions, like the whirlwinds of, you know, joy, this is amazing. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh, what's going on?
Yeah. Right.
And confusion, and also just like new departments that are coming in and mm-hmm. have to catch up to our speed. But
right.
Also, us have to wait a little bit and hold back because we know we want to move on. Other things, like, you know, there's a bunch of things that,
right.
that we didn't know that are all involved in, and all connected. And
so, are you guys excited or are you guys sad? Or something in between
yeah.
about, like, the team, like, we're about to open.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, as soon as you open, almost everybody goes away.
Yeah.
And we're lucky that, Asitra, that you're going to be staying around
yeah.
to make sure that we stay clean and all the things. But, like, how do you guys feel about, like, everybody leaving?
It is bittersweet. It is very bittersweet because of that reason. Like, you get to see each other every day, every, like, hour. But then, you know, a bit of our family has to depart to work on other great things as well. And it shall continue that way, you know, even beyond January. Excited to see where everyone
right?
will flourish.
I
yeah.
know, like, you guys have stuff lined up, which we'll talk about soon. But, like, I feel like there could be a little bit of both. And I want to hear from you too, Asitra. Like, you guys are so close to our choreographer directors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, with them being here, you guys are like family.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you'll have more freedom when they're gone? Or are you going to miss them? Or, like, what?
I think yes and yes.
Yeah.
Yes and yes. Because, I mean, we know how hard they've been working.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a daughter, Numa. And, you know, like, mm-hmm. and we love Numa too. So, like, we really wish more time for them to have
yeah.
literally have and then be with their daughter, you know what I mean? And they're going back to San Diego, so they're going to have a lot of time to just chill out before the next tornado
wave.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's exactly what you're saying. I think what my mind goes to is like excitement more,
yeah.
more so. It's mm-hmm. it's not like, yeah, we're sad, we're going to miss them for sure, but we're going to see them again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's just like the trust, like they're all leaving because they trust the cast. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're not, because if that wasn't the case, they wouldn't be leaving. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and instilling that trust in all of you to, like, just, because once, the moment that first, like, sound of the show starts,
it's,
we can't do anything.
It's out of everybody's hands
yeah.
except,
yeah.
like, the tech crew.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But we can't do anything.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why it's, like, it's also like there's no anything else to do but to trust, you know? So,
gosh.
That's what's beautiful about. It's like kind of like your kids going off to college. It's like, okay, good luck.
You do your thing.
See ya. I trust you. You know what
Shine,
I mean?
Yeah.
I trust
yeah.
you, make mistakes, but then I know y'all work it out.
So, where are you guys from?
San Diego.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. I'm going to ask you some things with
yeah.
rapid fire later. Like,
yeah.
do you prefer more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
But how did you guys find each other?
Yeah.
And how did you guys find Keone and Mari?
Yeah.
What is that?
How did that all
And I know
happen?
Some of the answers to this, but I only heard it like once, but
yeah.
I also don't know all the deets.
Yeah.
So it just seems like such a perfect alignment.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's odd. Like it really is, like reflecting on it, it's oftentimes like, how did you like get here? Like, how did this happen? You
right.
know, the universe works in very mysterious ways. And yeah, but it's always like it just, yeah, the going back to the question. I mean, we started off as like, we had so many mutual friends, and the dance community that we come from is so small that it's like, you know of a person, but you may not know the person directly.
Right. I feel like that in musical theater too.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Same.
It's like,
yeah.
it's like we often talk about, it's like high school, you know, like there are maybe different clubs, but you often see each other in the hallways or like things like that. Right.
You hear
so
about each other.
Yeah, you hear about each other. And we actually met at a dance competition in 2014, and it kind of just started flourishing from there. And just, we were just...
We as in you and Asitra
yeah.
or you and Keone and Mari?
Asitra and I, yeah. Asitra
okay.
and I met in at a dance competition in 2014, and it wasn't more than that moment of just meeting each other and just like, hi, how are you doing? Great, nice
maybe
to meet
her,
you.
I was fanboy.
I love this.
I was completely fanboy because I knew, like you said, we knew of her.
Yeah,
we knew of each other, but I definitely knew of her because I mean, she was on the team that I really, really looked up to at the time. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
KMR was on the team too. And I mean, some people that I idolized was on the team. And she was in my generation of like, you know, like our generation.
Yes.
So I was already like, holy crap. Like, and she, again, she was one of the last people, we were the last people to kind of meet in our mutual friend group. And I was just like,
oh, shoot.
And just imagine like watching one of their performances live.
And just
being like, what just happened? And then meeting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like so many things. So.
Okay, wait, time out. So for the people who are listening, because it took me a few weeks to figure out that they were dating. They work together, but they are also partners in life.
Yes, yes.
And it is a very beautiful thing to watch because you have such a good work life, it seems like the balance.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Like, you don't make anybody feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But you work
That's
so
good.
No,
yeah,
I wouldn't. First of all, I didn't know that you guys were together. I'm like, oh, they work really good.
Peanut butter and jelly.
How do you do that? Like, how do you, like, you guys can be standing next to each other on stage and just like, you'll have your iPad. You'll be looking at choreo. I would be like hugging, holding hands, like, oh babe, that was really cute. Like a butt grab here and there. Like, how do you like balance that?
I mean, I think with like on that specific note, it's so important to both Cedra and I that we do have our us time outside of this. You know, because although we may work together, you sometimes. You convince yourself, oh yeah, we're together. That's quality time, but it's really not, you know? So it's like, we also have to set aside like our, let's go on a date, let's have a dinner, like let's watch a movie. Yeah, let's just watch a movie and not be on our phones, like, and just be with each other. That's so important to us. So that is one thing that we've found is very healing to our hearts and our each other's needs, wants and needs. So, that's what kind of helps us, you know, when we're like at work, stay more focused. But as far as like our work ethic together, trial and error. You know, it's been a bunch of trial and error, a lot of communicating and what works, what doesn't work, and setting our pride aside as to the things that don't work. You know,
setting our pride aside as to the things that. For the things that don't work. That's real.
If you wanna.
I mean, we've also had a lot of experience like working together too. Like we've directed like a junior team.
Yes.
So like kids that are
is that
13. No, that's not
me. Not Ethos or
Oh no, no.
No,
that was like this other team that we used to direct in San Diego. They were like ages 13, like 18.
Cool.
And you know, being around the youth. Like, we're never like, oh my gosh, like.
That's my fame.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, there's also people that do that, for us.
But also, Keone and Mari don't do that either. Yeah. Like, they also have that. I've just never, like, worked with anybody who's, like, such a good couple and a good work team. And I'm looking at two different couples doing it at the same time. Like, how are they doing this? Have you guys ever gotten in a fight and then had to go to work?
Oh, yeah. There have been times where
we're
like in the car and we're like, okay, now we have to get off the car
and like collaborate.
Yeah, it's kind of just like take your breathing time, individually take our time to just be with ourselves and then come back. And
I'm still trying to find this balance of like,
no,
we're in person on Zoom. I'm like, oh, I got my notes pulled up right now. You can't see. I'm like right here.
No, this is great.
Okay, there's something else I wanted to ask you guys about.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah. How does one go about building their brand in dance?
Oh.
You guys have done a very good job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
With that.
Yeah.
Wow, we thought we haven't done anything.
Yeah. So like, see, so they're honest. Just being humble over here.
No, literally, I mean, like, we could be doing way more. So it
yeah,
like
yeah, I think that's what it is.
What?
Yeah. To be honest, I mean, we're really creating content at all right now. We're literally just focused on.
Haven't you guys like taught class since you've been here?
We
taught one.
Yeah.
But it was like, and that's the one class we've taught in like months.
In a while.
Because we've been so focused on a bunch of this stuff.
On this.
Yeah. And which is amazing.
Yeah.
Use experiences that we're like mostly learning. Like
mm-hmm.
we're just like trying to learn a lot. That way we can go
right,
back.
Right.
We can teach the kids or we can teach
right.
someone else or tell someone else about experiences. That way
mm-hmm.
they kind of like know what's possible. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
doing this, like it's
this
really,
is a huge
this
thing.
Is really big for like our community because there are a bunch of people that can sing like that we know of, you know?
Yeah. What do you mean by your community in this context?
Like our dance community in San Diego or LA,
yeah,
just SoCal
yeah.
area,
yeah.
basically. Like no one knows that. Like we can
think often. You can be in a musical.
Yeah,
yeah,
oftentimes right now, what we've felt is that, you know, in order to make it, you know, like financially, you either become a choreographer and you like teach in different parts of the world, the states, wherever it may be. Or you join the industry and like become a dancer for an artist or artists and such. So a lot of the times we're narrowed down to these very few options. And
yeah.
when there is so much more, and we never knew that either, which is why we really fed into teaching and,
mm-hmm.
and leading, you know, and then along the way we are here now and which is like great because I remember my manager asking, Celine, can you sing? And I was like, no.
Because I was so shy.
Y'all, Celine be singing. She'd hold that alto line down. She'd be like, hey, hey, hey.
I was like, there's no way. Because I just remember, and this was like when Babel first started. And I think the opportunity was just being presented to Keanu Mari. This specific musical, and yeah, I was like, no, there's no way. And then a workshop came up, and they're like, okay, this opportunity, but it's just like, it's just a workshop, and just see how it goes. I'm like, all right, and here we are. It's fast forward a few years. And so it's when we think about what we can now bring back from this experience to people that we've mentored, our friends, family, like, it's exciting. Because it widens the horizon by so much.
And so in this round, your associate choreographer, your dance captaining,
yeah.
and you're in the show,
yeah.
and you're getting ready to do Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Are you part of that too, Celine?
Yeah. Oh, no, me? No, no. I'm sorry. I thought you said, are you proud of that too? I'm like,
oh, yes, I'm proud.
Yeah.
That's so you're going to be
mm-hmm.
in it.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this?
Well, this is all, I'm just accumulating a bunch of inspiration that I'm seeing. You know what
That's
I mean?
So real.
It's literally like, I cannot wait to perform for Karate Kid. Now that I'm seeing, like, I'm watching all of you get your dressings room, you know, like, just like the little things. It's like, I'm watching y'all connect on stage and I'm out there in the dark, like, wow.
I'm about to be doing this.
Yeah.
So wait, what happens if both of your shows go to Broadway? Is that a thing? Like, is that...
Yeah.
Do you have to choose one?
Yeah.
Can you both do that? Are you rooting for one more than the other?
Yeah, honestly,
I'm trying to get her in Karate Kid.
In what?
I'm trying to do my best to get her in Karate Kid.
Well, which one is it going to be?
No! Oh, no!
Medic!
No!
Oh my gosh. It's so odd because, you know, we've had the conversation of like, yeah, so... We feel like it might most likely, very likely, will overlap where we both will be going to our own shows.
Right?
Have a good show.
Yeah, have a great show.
Great schedule.
Yeah,
like,
so,
together.
Yeah,
so it's just preparing for that and just like, wow, well, that means that right now is really the calm of it all, you know? And again, what do we need to do to come back to us and have our us time, right? And which I mean, so many exciting things, because that would also mean us going to New York again and
right
being there for a while.
How do you feel about New York?
We love it.
Really?
We love it.
Okay,
yeah.
Because y'all from San Diego, and I'm from California. My family vacationed in San Diego.
Yeah.
So in my mind, San Diego is the best part of California.
Yeah.
That is where we're going to take a breather.
Yeah.
So San Diego is very different than New York.
It very much is. But we think that that's what we, I mean, initially, it was just going to be myself going to New York again, because right before 2020, it was just me out there, and Isidro was holding it back at home with our dog Midas, and he was teaching class every week, and I was over here on Babel and preparing for Brittany. So this time around, when I came back home, I was so homesick, and Isidro and I were missing each other so much. Aww. So when I came back, we're like, okay, next time when New York opens up again, and when this opportunity comes up, we're going to go together and we're going to commit and just fully move there with we're going to bring along Midas. We don't know how it's going to work out. We're just
Is Midas in the room now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So,
great.
And that's kind of fast forward, you know, because of that, we had something to look forward to at the end of the pandemic. And we were like, okay, come on, let's go. Open up.
I want to know, how did you find this project? Because I don't remember, you weren't on it before the pandemic.
I didn't even know I was going to do any of these things.
So how did it come? How did you find Brittany? How did it find you?
Well, I think certain people weren't able to do it anymore. And then Kiani and Mari, I think, because I was already here. I was already in New York with Celine.
You're like, ooh,
I mean, luckily, we're very familiar with her and with their work. And
really? It looks very natural on your body.
right. But it took so many years of just trying to understand how they work to their fingers, literally to their fingers. So I think they just trust the both of us to, hold it down on both, not just dancing their stuff, but, communicating their dancing.
Yeah, you guys do a really good job of that. I come from a dance world, and so I can say, working with dancers can be very intimidating. It can be so intimidating for somebody who's like, I'm a singer, and I can move a little bit.
Yeah.
But you guys, the way you speak to actors, the way you, communicate things that can be super hard, it's it kind of eases the spirit. You as dance captain, I've told this to Isidro, I'm not sure if I've told you, you are such a great dance captain because you are able to have authority to give notes and for people to listen to you and respect you, but then also you're so fun and you're everybody's friend. And that, it's hard to have that line of being friendly with everybody, but then also being all right, why don't you guys try this? And your way of communicating that is always so kind. And
I'm glad.
It's just so easy to be like, oh, absolutely, Celine. And then also for you, Isidro, breaking down tough choreo, you do it in a way that isn't belittling. You can slow it down, and it just makes it this is possible. And our cast is filled with dancers and less dancers. And it looks good on everybody.
Yeah.
And that's partly Keone and Mari's choreo, but then also how it's being communicated to us to learn it. Right. It's just really...
The communication aspect of it is huge. We've seen it so many times where... You know, the choreographer is killing it, but if the students aren't killing it alongside with the choreographer, there's a part that may be missing that needs to be catered to a little bit more.
That missing. Okay, I've got some rapid fires for
you.
Well, I call them rapid fires. You can answer them slowly. All right, let's see here.
We'll answer them super fast.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, East Coast or West Coast?
East Coast.
Oh my gosh! Right now, East Coast. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Better than San Diego, seriously.
Oh gosh! Right, you know,
I mean, right now,
New York. New York is abundant.
It is. West Coast, like you said, is very vacation-y, which is actually why we chose to jump to the East Coast. Yeah. We wanted a little fire under our butts.
You want that grind. Yeah. That's why people move to New York. Yeah. Seriously, to grind.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, choreographing or taking class?
Oh, choreographing. Gosh.
I love taking class.
I will choreograph all day.
Oh, I love this. Okay, this is a similar question but different. Being in the show or shaping the show?
In the show.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, favorite dance movie?
Oh my gosh.
That's tough. I know y'all got some that you like.
It has to be like You Got Served.
Yeah,
or Honey.
Yeah. I was gonna say You Got Served or Stomp the Yard. I loved watching those.
Yeah.
You know, those are so.
I remember watching You Got Served and that final scene. We're just like,
I want to feel that someday.
I freaking love it. I haven't seen you guys watch a dance movie, but I bet it's intense. favorite Britney song.
Oh boys.
Yeah. Oh, you both answered that on the scene. Don't crucify me, but I did not know that song until our show.
No, that's totally fine. Yeah, because I mean there were a lot of songs that
I think a lot of the cast didn't know.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? Make Me Move. That one's from her new album.
Yeah.
Was that in the show before the pandemic? Because it came out in 2020, didn't it?
I remember it being 2019 or something, 2018. Yeah.
Okay, so it, but it, so was it like from her newer, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like.
I did not either. I was like, where are these songs from? Because they're hitting it.
Some of them are like super new, but then some of them are like taking it back.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Trick question.
Yes.
Favorite princess in our show?
Favorite princess in our show?
I mean, not a trick question.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's... I love Rapunzel. Yeah.
Yes.
I love Rapunzel. And I think everything about... I mean, even just thinking about who plays Rapunzel. Yeah. And just the energy that's given to Rapunzel, I think, is really, really cool.
I love
yeah.
that.
And I think the evolution will continue to make her even more powerful.
Okay, we've got Rapunzel. Who's it gonna be, Isidra?
I feel like there are honorary princesses.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm talking about the stepsisters. You know.
Oh yes.
I feel like
they should be. You're right.
Pretty much princesses.
Ooh. So your answer is the trick answer.
You know, because they're just, they give so much joy and light to,
the
show.
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
Yeah.
And such a different energy, such a different energy completely.
And it's like a left turn from like the movie, like how those stepsisters are.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. And they just give me Rush Hour vibes. And I love, I love Rush Hours. You know what I mean? Like, because the duos and the way they interact, it just gives me Rush Hour vibes.
Oh, I'm so here for this. And I'm so here for duos. Okay, let's see here. Who's the better cook?
Isidro.
Hands down.
Okay. Only because I went to culinary school.
We did talk about this. I didn't forget that detail.
It's okay.
Culinary school, so you're cooking for the cast.
But she's a mean cook, though. Like, she will be, she's so, like, meticulous, so everything is always good.
When are you guys going to cook for me?
Well, let's do it.
Y'all got your healthy meals? I'm like, how do I get a body like Celine? What y'all eating over there? She's like, I danced this off, girl. Okay, kids or no?
Yes,
kids. 10. Just kidding.
And that's going to end our interview.
It's a joke.
Okay, how many for real then?
We want even numbers.
Yeah, just an even number.
Two, four, six. Two, four, max, six. All right.
He says 12.
Okay. Small dance teams or large dance teams?
Ooh,
small dance.
Yeah, yeah. I was like medium, but if it's between the two, small.
But like big ones look so. Like I love your videos.
Yeah.
You guys like it looks cool.
It looks.
Yeah.
Meraki. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had our little. That was our little project, or I guess big project.
Yeah.
Came from the heart. We just wanted to dance with friends, so we literally invited everyone, and a lot of them said yes, and we're like, uh oh.
Yeah.
But in the
best, like,
how do you pronounce it?
Meraki.
Meraki.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Everyone
and
said yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, oh shoot, we didn't think that all 60 people would say yes, but let's do it, figure it out.
Oh.
Which is another contribution to what's helped us
work together,
yeah,
and choreograph,
yeah,
and block and all that stuff.
But there is something magical about a small number,
yeah,
and very powerful and family uniting. Yeah.
Loving
yeah
this. And also, this is not one of the last questions. I was going to
yeah
say karate kid one more time. That is definitely a trick question.
Hello, which one?
Oh, mine's one more time.
Okay.
I think doing Karate Kid is really, really fun. But watching, I would watch one more time.
A million times.
A million times.
I feel the
honestly
same way.
Yeah.
As a swing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I
yeah
love watching
that
show.
I could
show
keep watching. I mean, I
it's
keep watching the show.
It's just.
Well, we can't spoil anything, but
can't
yeah
spoil
but
it.
We'll you'll love it. You know, we love it, and we can watch it over and over again because it makes us laugh like new every time and cry like new.
Shout out to John Hartman, man. Like he you know,
yes,
this is out of nothing.
Yeah,
literally
yeah
made this out of nothing. You know, so props to them and
yeah
everyone that's helped. Created?
We
oh
love a creative process.
Yeah.
You guys, I have so much love for you guys. I'm
oh,
so grateful
you
for you both. Your website is Salidra.
Yeah.
Is that like that
yeah
is Belinderella?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, it's funny because like one day my little cousin just called us that. What,
yeah,
what, yeah. This
like
was
we
like
were,
during
the
first
right
year that we were dating or something.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
And she called us that and we're like, whoa. And then more people started like kind
using
of
it.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Yeah. Let's use it.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
It's so cute. And like, so you guys, how else can people find you?
You can find us. My number. I'm just
kidding. You can call me on the cell phone.
Our Instagrams. Yeah, our Instagrams are
the ones we use the most for sure.
Yeah.
What are
this
they?
Is
Celine Haro. S-E-L-E-N-E.
Mine's a Cedar Raphael, but instead of L, it's a 1 because someone has Cedar Raphael.
Yeah.
So, but the 1 looks like an L, so it
yeah
passes.
It's
it passes
literally the most. Somebody has my. I wanted at Celicia, and I literally met her. She came to the stage door
oh
one day.
So
I was like, can I have your hand? She was like,
no.
You know, it's funny because I'm like, how do I even have Celine Haro? Like,
I know.
Like, Selena, it's literally just first and last name. I'm like, well, I guess I joined Instagram early enough to claim it.
But it's still a unique name. I don't know anybody's last
yeah
name.
So
Haro.
Yeah.
And I don't know any Celines. Like, I've heard
yeah
that name, but I don't know it.
Or it's
yeah
spelled in the way that
spelled,
it is.
Yeah.
You know, cause sometimes it's with a C, sometimes it's with...
Yeah.
Or Selena.
Right.
You
know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. But
and then your website, they can find you on your website at
Salidra.com.
Yes. Salidra.com.
I love this. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Regina.
Thank you.
Oh,
you guys.
And she may say that she's not a dancer, but she's over here moving and grooving and killing it on stage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
See?
A natural.
Oh, that's all, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Next week, see you.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salicia Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SaliciaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, PodMax.
I'm out.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat, and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah,
not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.